This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Over the weekend, at least 74 people were shot over the course of a 63-hour window that ended early Monday morning in the city of Chicago. The shootings, which mostly took place in the city's South and West Side neighborhoods, left 12 people dead. An angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel addressed the press on Monday.
We have a heavy heart. Our souls are burdened. What happened this weekend did not happen in every neighborhood in Chicago, but it is unacceptable to happen in any neighborhood of Chicago.
Reverend Gregory Seal Livingston is the pastor of the New Hope Baptist Church and the president of the Coalition for a New Chicago, and he joined me to talk about the reaction among the communities dealing with this gun violence on a regular basis.
One, they're numb, and it's become somewhat normative to them. The second is they're afraid, and they're becoming numb to basically try to deal with the great fear they have of being shot, walking down the street, standing on their steps, or just sitting in their house and a bullet coming through the window. So it's pretty rough.
Now, let's be clear which communities are being affected by this majority. Are we talking about working class communities, black and brown communities? Who is being affected by this gun violence?
The challenge in the disadvantaged communities that are black and brown, that are working class, that are poor, are being affected by this because Chicago has been intentionally segregated. And when you intentionally segregate a people, two things happen, insulation and desperation. There is insulation for folk with the assets, and there is desperation for the folk without the assets.
Let's talk a little bit about what provoked some of the violence, if we know. Are these strategic issues or attacks, or is this just indiscriminate violence?
So much of it is indiscriminate, and by that I mean you have a lot of what we call renegades. These are young men and some women as well who are part of a gang in name only because the gangs have no leaders in many ways in Chicago right now. And sometimes what people tend to not know if you don't have boots on the ground, many of them live in places with no air conditioning, no working toilets. You'd be surprised. They have buckets in their house. And so you have people living in these less than 21st century standards of humaneness. And they're outside and it's 100 degrees and things get rough and heavy. And oftentimes the gangs are formed because people are trying to find a way. And again, I'm not condoning, but these street organizations are formed because they're trying to find a way to develop alternative economies to get power and to be able to get the assets that oftentimes segregation denied them.
So I want to play a clip from Rahm Emanuel's press conference yesterday, and this is the Chicago Police Department Superintendent Eddie Johnson talking about the need for the community to be a part of the solution.
We need the community and community leaders to work with us. We need parents to be parents. We need neighborhoods to be neighborhoods. You all know who these individuals are.
Reverend Livingston, who is he referring to?
I don't know. We're talking about the okie doke here. That's in the hood, trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Look, Rahm and Eddie, first of all, Eddie was illegitimately hired by Rahm to be his yes man. And then Rahm is talking about that we need to report these murders, but yet and still he covered up the murder of Laquan McDonald to win an election. And here's the other part. He's sitting on $500 million of HUD low-income housing money for most of his administration. I'm telling you right now, I was talking to the cops when we were doing our Lakeshore Drive shutdown in Wrigley Field March last Thursday. I said, wouldn't it make a difference if someone had a decent place to lay their head down at night? You know, wouldn't it make a difference if they had heat in the wintertime and running water in the summertime? These monies have not been spent yet, but yet still in that $1 billion TIF slash slush fund, those monies are going out to his developer cronies, you know, at tens of millions of dollars at a time. And so there's a great deal of hypocrisy when you see Rahm's crocodile tears. They're bloody because he wiped them with his hands. They have the blood of so many folk on them.
Reverend, I want to continue along those lines because what we just heard from the police chief here is really a call to community. And here's the question that I have. What does the community want? You know, when we watch these reports that are coming out from Chicago and you see, you know, 2-second sound bites from residents who are saying, we want to be safe. But what does that mean? What are the residents asking for?
You know, I had a nephew who was shot in the head, paralyzed on the right side of his body, and, you know, he was a father, married, and everything else. And, you know, these tragedies don't escape any of us, right? And so, you know, we want to be safe. You know, I mean, I live in the hood. Here's what I want to say to you. I was suited up the other day, you know, suit and tie. And I'm in the hood. There's a little girl about 3 years old with her mother. And she looks at her mom and says, Mommy, he's DCFS in Chicago. That's Department of Children and Family Services. I said, wow, what a worldview to have at this age. And how do we help reverse that and let her know that every black man in a suit is not a part of the system that is basically raising her from time to time. So the problem is complex. The components are there, but the root of the corruption is when you have a situation where individuals want to keep the segregation alive. And what we're trying to do is to intentionally desegregate this city. That's going to be a real key to help everybody, because once we all understand that we're one people, we must end this tale of two cities and have justice for all Chicagoans. It's not easy to do, but it has to be done. And so we have to fight the opposing forces that do want to maintain the segregation, the status quo.
Reverend Gregory Seal Livingston is a pastor of the New Hope Baptist Church and the president of the Coalition for a New Chicago. Reverend, thanks for your insights.
Thank you.